So today we are very, very fortunate to have His Grace Governor Traj Prabhu with us. Prabhuji will be giving the class today, and this is, I think, his mid-morning session class, though he's been giving classes in the early morning session. So we're very fortunate to have Prabhuji with us. And we will be continuing to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20. Ji, you can continue. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for agreeing to give this class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, my wishes to all Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha, Paditanam Pavanityo, Vishnavedhyo, Namo Namaha. Thank you for inviting for this class. So I'm located in Las Vegas, the heart of Maya, and this scripture is the only way I'm able to do some kind of preaching here. So today I'm actually calling from the temple. So every morning, evening, right now I'm the only person here in the temple. So gradually we want to cultivate and build up a congregation here. So we will read the Madhya Leela verse 250 from chapter 20 onwards. So I just have a question before we start, since I hadn't joined before. Does everybody repeat the verse or only the speaker?
Only the speaker, Prabhu.
Only the speaker, okay. All right, thank you. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन्न वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साकृजातं सहगण
I think he got cut off, so we'll just wait for a few minutes for him to get back.
Okay, I got disconnected for a minute. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो यू आर रीडिंग द चैप्टर 20 विच इज द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू श्रीपाद सनातन गोस्वामी. सो द लॉर्ड हियर इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स ऑफ कृष्णा. And especially in this chapter, in the 249th verse, the Lord explains about how there are numerous incarnations. Avatara hi asankheya hare sattva nidher dvijaha yatha vidha sinaha kulyaha sarasahasyu sahasrasaha. So the just as hundreds and thousands of small rivulets issue from a great reservoir of water, so innumerable incarnations flow from Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, we have to understand one thing, is that using this as an example, this kind of a verse, many people in this world take advantage and they try to propagate some incarnation as an incarnation of the Lord. Just like we see in there is like Swami Narayan or this, or there are so many so-called incarnations in India. And when you give somebody an example, so they just quote, oh, there are so many incarnations. So until and unless you give an authentic proof, so here, of course, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita is an authentic scripture. So the scriptural evidence is so crucial in explaining or identifying an avatar. So until and unless that is established very, very clearly, the authenticity of the shastras, authenticity of the scripture. For example, I was in Hyderabad in one Swaminarayan Gurukul for some time, and just to visit them. And when I asked them for the proof of scriptural proof for the existence, they could not give. They cited just one scripture. Oh, in Vasudeva Mahatmya, there is some, and it's a very indirect, you know. So not just there, but there are so many incarnations. People say, oh, he's an incarnation. But until and unless it's in the scripture, one should not strictly accept them at all. So today, we are speaking, the Lord is now, on the 250th verse, he's going to touch upon the creative faculty. One interesting thing, I'm involved with the interfaith conference. And in the interfaith conference, there are people from all religions, Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, and everybody's, and the discussion is based on scripture. And in that discussion, one of the topics, so what they are doing, trying to do is from worldwide, so they are trying to see how all the scriptures agree with each other, or what are the common points in the scriptures. And one of the first things, is it necessary to describe creation in the scriptures? Is it necessary? Is it, and how necessary is it to predict the, for example, when you talk about scriptures, they say, oh, in Islam also there is mention of Jesus who will come later, or in, you know, so like that. How important is it to have scriptural evidence for everything? So right now, in this, our whole discussion is completely based on the scripture. The Vedanta Sutra also states that Shastra Yonitvat. So the first Vedanta Sutra is Atato Brahma Jijnasa, that one should have the thirst for Brahma Jijnasa in human life. That is the beginning. And after that, the second part is Janmadhyasya Yataha. So Janmadhyasya Yataha means the creation, maintenance and destruction of this universe, Asya Yataha, from whom? So that is where the Srimad Bhagavatam begins. So it says, have interest in spiritual topics, and then it says Janmadhyasyataha, that one should be curious about the creation, maintenance and destruction of these universes. But then it says, the third, it says Shastra Yonitvat, but the proof of your study, but the proof of your thirst and this particular study is only scripture. Very, very important to have scripture, because even when you argue or you discuss, today of course, we are dealing with people who have no idea of scripture. But in India, whenever you discuss and explain where is the proof, so one has to, especially in terms of creation, people believe in Big Bang, people believe in so many theories. So if you want to convince people, one should be thorough with the scriptures, one should have faith. And in discussion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one should not be shy in a debate. And one should develop strong authority or strength to establish scriptural evidence. One should develop authoritative strength to develop scriptural evidence to prove it. So here, we are talking about the actual creation, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beautifully explaining the creation. So this creation that we see is, there is so much detail, but here the Lord is explaining for the from the beginning how the Lord descends. But even before this creation that we are going to discuss today, even before we discuss this, there is pradhana which is developed. Pradhana means in the Lord in the subtle form, he creates the Lord in the subtle form, he creates the universe. So, and then gradually it develops into gross by glancing over. So, now he is explaining the process of this creation, how the first Purushavatara, how the Lord explains, how the Lord expands. प्रथमे करे कृष्ण पुरुषावतार शैत पुरुषहय त्रिविध प्रकार. सो इन द बिगिनिंग कृष्णा इनकार्नेट्स हिमसेल्फ एज पुरुष अवतार और विष्णु इनकार्नेशंस. दीज आर ऑफ थ्री टाइप्स. सो इट इज सेड इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड दीज थ्री यू विल बी लिबरेटेड एज यू विल सी. सो द लॉर्ड इनकार्नेट्स इनटू थ्री विष्णुस. So these three Vishnus, if one understands them, so Krishna explains very beautifully in the Bhagavad Gita, one should understand Tattvataha. Who are they? Tattvataha means truth. So the first incarnation, Vishnustu Trini Rupani Purushakhyani Atho Viduhu एकत्तु महतः सृष्टिर् द्वितीयं तु अण्डसंस्थितं तृतीयं सर्वभूतानां संतानि ज्ञात्वा विमुच्यते. सो इट एक्सप्लेन्स हियर दैट द विष्णु हैज थ्री फॉर्म्स कॉल्ड पुरुष. सो ही इज कॉल्ड एज पुरुष. ही इज कॉल्ड पुरुष. वी आर कॉल्ड प्रकृति. सो but in one sense the jiva is also called as purusha because he is also trying to be an enjoyer here. So qualitatively we are one and quantitatively we are different. Srila Prabhupada explains that there are differences. There are in the Vedanta, as you might know already, there are six systems of Vedic philosophy: Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, and then comes Purva Mimamsa or Karma Mimamsa, and then comes Uttara Mimamsa or Vedanta. So these six systems of philosophy, so even when they are basically atheistic, but Vedanta is more theistic. Vedanta, Uttara Mimamsa, is considered the highest explanation. So in this Vedanta also we find that there are different explanations of Vedanta. What is that? So there is Advaita by Shankara, then there is Dvaita Dvaita by Madhva, then Vishishta Advaita by Ramanuja, then Shuddha Advaita Vishnu Swami, so like that Nimbaraka Acharya. So there are different kinds of different interpretations of the Vedanta, and the final Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the Achintya Bheda Abheda. So, Prabhupada explains that we are very different from the, of course, Advaita, God is impersonal, totally rejected, that is Mayavad. But then even Madhvacharya, what he presents as Dvaita Dvaita, that the Jiva and the Lord are totally separate, independent. Not independent, but they are separate. So, even that, very subtly, is missing a point. And Srila Prabhupada says we are very close to the Vishishtadvaita philosophy of Ramanujacharya. So Ramanujacharya explains that every jiva is unique, Vishishta. But the Lord is very special, Vishishta, Vishishta Advaita. So although we are one in quality with the Lord, but we are unique, Vishishta Advaita. So we are very close to, our philosophy is very close to Vishishta Advaita. So our Purusha, so although we have the qualities of Purusha, but we are quantitatively very, very actually, very, very small, very, very tiny, very, very infinitesimal. And we do not have that the strength, as even if the jiva tries, he can never ever become close to the Lord. So we are one, we are always dependent on the Lord, and although we can come close, but we are never equal to the Lord. So the first, Mahavishnu, is creator of total material energy, Mahat. And second is Garbhodyakashayi, who is situated within each universe. And the third is Chirodashayi, who lives in the heart of every living being. He who knows these three becomes liberated from the clutches of Maya. So the first, it says there are three Vishnus, but in actuality they are all one. It is the same. But yet again, all these different Vishnu incarnations, all these different expansions, yet they have their own individuality, they have their own personality, and they have their own service, so to speak. They have a certain service. So that is why, if you see, even in the Vedas, many times Mahavishnu or scriptures, Mahavishnu is also having certain functions here. It is explained here. So that is why in the Shastra it states, scriptures it says that the Supreme, although Mahavishnu is also an expansion of Krishna, yet he has a certain function. But Krishna is just to completely enjoy. You can see here. So Mahavishnu has a certain duty. But Krishna says, I have no duty. So this incarnation of the Lord, this Mahavishnu, is having a certain responsibility to give these living entities a chance. So Krishna expands as these Vishnus for a certain purpose. And although they are having very much the qualities of Krishna, they are independent and everything, yet they lack so many qualities of Krishna that we actually see, which is called as in the nectar of devotion. These differences are specifically explained, how Krishna has different wonderful qualities compared to the Vishnus, like Rupa Madhuri, his Tribhanga form. Then there is Venu Madhuri, like the holding of the flute. And Leela Madhuri, the pastimes of Krishna. So nobody can compare. So that is why, although sometimes in the beginning, when we try to understand the scripture, it's very, because we, especially in India, we are brought up with Vishnu is the supreme. For us to understand that Krishna is the supreme, it takes a little bit of time. But when you specifically read these verses, you are, it makes it obviously clear that Vishnu also has a certain duty. He's doing a certain maintenance. He is creating this universe, so he has a certain duty. But Krishna has no duty. Krishna only comes to do pastimes. He is completely independent. He is completely free. Yet he comes, as per his promise, for the benefit of the devotees. So we can understand how the Vishnu incarnations are also duty bound here. And even if in the Vaikuntha they have their own planet and they perform certain pastimes, but the rasa and the level of freedom and everything that Krishna exhibits is far, far higher and different from what all his expansions they do, although in a very big sense they are very much equal to Krishna. So he said Vishnu can have about 78 to kind of 80% qualities of Krishna, very close, but not everything. So this Purusha incarnation, so this is the purpose of this world, is to give the living entities a chance. So in the Yoga Sutras it explains bhoga apavargartham. First of all, to enjoy. We have come here to enjoy bhoga. And then there is apavarga, apavargartham. Apavarga means pavarga and apavarga. So pavarga means suffering, and apavarga means liberation. So we are here for both purposes. Because we have a desire, we act. But then, once we understand that we are only going to get frustrated in this world, when we realize that we are only going to get frustrated in this world, so at that time, ultimately, even after that, even after many, many births, because even though people get frustrated, they are okay. They are okay to remain frustrated or they think. So some people realize it after many births, some people do not realize it at all. So sometimes the jiva is called as Nitya Baddha. So although he has that opportunity to liberate himself, they really, many lack the even interests. Because we see today, in this Kali Yuga, so many people have human births. They are so busy. Like here in Las Vegas, people come to become busy with Maya, busy. People are coming in millions, 42 million people are visiting here just to become busy. And then as you engage with the senses, the mind becomes so attached. And then after some time you realize that this attachment is so strong. Then all of a sudden this body gets old, you are unable to act with this body. Unable to do anything with this body. And very quickly this human life is lost. There is wars, there is unfortunate incidents. So even though you live a life, people are so busy in Kali Yuga. Very difficult to become liberated. So this topic of creation is so powerful, so wonderful, that if one understands these three Vishnus, one becomes liberated. But just to keep people in darkness, just to keep people in material clutches, these Rakshasas, they float the theory that there was a big bang. Then everything is chance. And what is their goal to tell you? Oh, I came by chance. So this world, and even if they do not believe, even if within their heart, they are not convinced, but yet it gives them sufficient philosophy to try and enjoy. So even if you become devotees, the desire for enjoyment does not go very easily. It's not easy to give up the sense of enjoyment, the sense of becoming an enjoyer with this body. It is very difficult to go. Until and unless we are prompted, we are strengthened by higher intelligence. So, we have to understand that it is almost impossible to Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya Ma Mevai Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. Mama Maya Duratyaya. So Krishna himself is saying, my Maya is so strong. And she will never allow you, she will never ever allow you to become free from her clutches. But here it is said, just by this knowledge of creation, because it is transcendental knowledge, he who knows these three liberated, becomes liberated from the clutches of Maya. Look at the benefit of just knowing these three Vishnus. So we see that beautiful picture of Vishnu lying down. We see the beautiful picture of unlimited universes coming out from the pores of his body. And we also see when you enter any Vishnu temple on the top, I don't know, we don't do it in ISKCON so much, but when you see on top of the main doors, you know, of ISKCON temple, you will see lot of very, very wonderful, very beautiful picture of Lord Vishnu, where Brahma is sprouting from his navel. So it is said when Lord Vishnu is seeing the combined karma of the living entities, so to give them a chance, creation is necessary. So when the Lord glances, of course the Lord's glance is as powerful as the Lord, Satchidananda, and automatically Brahma sprouts the most intelligent being among the souls present, and gradually then he is empowered to create. So these three Vishnus Karanadakashaya Vishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu and Shirodakashaya Vishnu. So this knowledge of creation, just the knowledge of these three creations, can transform people's lives, can make them liberated. But they should be convinced. Otherwise, if somebody does an academic study, just like there are people in Archaeological Survey of India, or scientists who go and dig somewhere, and they find something, something, and they, of course, they get some knowledge that Lord Vishnu created. Just like you see, the world's biggest Vishnu temple is in non-working. This Vishnu temple is in Cambodia. Is in Cambodia, called the Angkor Wat. Now this temple has so much, even there it explains, even Damodar Lila is there on the wall. There were other day, one of my godbrothers is there preaching in Cambodia, so he showed the picture of Lord Damodara, but he is depicted in a little different, just like more like Cambodian standards, very beautiful. So all these incarnations, all these explanations are there. People are looking at them. People are thinking, oh, this is Krishna, this is Damodar Lila, we see that. But until and unless you are a devotee, you will not realize it. So when it is explained here that one who knows these three Vishnus is liberated, so one should know in truth, means until and unless he becomes a devotee, he will not know this truth. So one should at least become a devotee. So of course we understand that first qualification to understand the scripture is to become devotee, or at least develop faith. Because without faith, then one cannot cultivate this knowledge. And once you cultivate faith, like we are all trying to cultivate faith, but our level of faith is not to such an extent that we depend on Krishna 100%. We are not that liberated yet. We are not to that position. So, but as we cultivate our bhakti with the knowledge of the scriptures, and by the association of devotees over a period of time, so we hope to cultivate this knowledge. We hope to cultivate this spiritual knowledge. So this is most important for us, to cultivate this knowledge of the scriptures, to cultivate this in truth. We should be completely convinced. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, if we want to get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, especially here, just like Mahaprabhu is giving these teachings to Sanatana Goswami, and just like Srila Prabhupada gave it to us, only when we preach, when we take up the challenge
much like Srila Prabhupada, he boldly preached, he challenged all these so-called scientists who are talking about Big Bang, this and that. And here we are able to establish how the Supreme Lord, from the pores of his body, unlimited universes come, then how from the Lord there is such mercy which is coming, and because of which then he expands as Garbhodaya Kshaya Vishnu to give the living entities a chance. Otherwise they are nowhere. They are unfit for Vaikuntha. So where do they go? So they need a field of work where they can do something, and eventually they can come back. Eventually. After how many lifetimes, only Lord knows. But at least the Lord, as a merciful father. So here it is not just about the creative faculty, but also about the mercy aspect of the Lord. See how mercifully the Lord, like a father, he is rebellious children, so he is giving them a chance. And at the same time, he is waiting for them to surrender. So people may think, oh, why do this? So basically, we have independence. So the Lord is giving you a chance to exhibit your independence along with the others, like everybody else, all of us. We are here to try and exhibit our independence and try to see what we can gain from this work. So we are trying to see, oh, what can I do here? How much can I enjoy here? So this enjoying until and unless this serious desire to surrender to the Lord, okay, got disconnected again. So, we have to understand that the Lord, out of His mercy, is giving the living entities the chance to cultivate, to exhibit their tendencies. Yet, at the same time, He is giving us scripture. He is also incarnating from time to time. He is sending his pure devotees from time to time. So this is all an exhibition of his mercy. So without the mercy of the Lord, it is not possible. So this creation itself means that the Lord is merciful to the living entities. And therefore, although his real move, the Lord, is only to enjoy, yet he creates, he expands as Vishnus in these different forms so that he can take a formal role. And also as Paramatma, he takes a neutral role, still being a well-wisher. Because the thing is, you don't want to see your enemy. So the jiva, right now, he thinks, like for example, one cannot do nefarious activities in a temple. So therefore, temple is considered holy. So if you want to consider, if you want to do some nefarious activities, so then we do so outside somewhere. You know, there are bars, this, that, so people do all kinds of nonsense. So the Lord is So the Lord is thinking that the jiva doesn't want to see me. He wants to enjoy independent of me. So the Lord is thinking, about our future, about our spiritual journey. But till that point, the Lord is directing our desires. The Lord is fulfilling or inspiring us to fulfill our desires. So we have to understand that the Lord, in order to still help the living entity, even in his material journey, hides himself in the heart. Doesn't become visible. And all the activities of the living entity are possible only because of the presence of the super soul, and the living entity doesn't even realize that. So the Lord takes a very, very wonderful, a very humble position as your best well-wisher, as our best well-wisher, in our heart as Paramatma. And he says, Suhridam sarva bhutanam jatva mam shanti rachyati. I am your best friend. I am Suhrada. There are three kinds of friends. One is called as Mitra, friend, Facebook. Adimitra, very good friend. And third is Suhrada, the one who is your well-wisher. Srila Prabhupada's signature was your ever well-wisher. So, Krishna is describing himself as Sukhrada. I am your best friend. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also saying, Ami Bina Bandhuara. In the Jiva Jago song, he says, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Putanidra Javo Maya Pishachi Rahole. So there he is saying, Ami Bina Bandhuara Kya Chetumara. Who is your best friend other than me? So the Lord is our best friend, and to such an extent that because we don't want to see him, because we don't like his presence, the Lord somehow or the other is situated within our heart. Neutrally, he is your best well-wisher. How can he be neutral? Neutral means neutral to people do all kinds of horrible activities. Just like people kill cows, people kill animals. But the Lord is still in the heart of the animal and the devotee. And the person, not just the devotee, but the person who is doing that slaughter. The Lord is there. The Lord is very disturbed by these activities, yet he waits. He becomes very angry. He becomes like an angry father. He becomes very upset. And they get, of course, a lot of punishment from the Lord. But the Lord is doing his punishment so that he learns his lesson. Somehow or the other he comes. But ultimately, what matters is what is given in the next verse here. In the 252. अनंत शक्ति मध्य कृष्ण तीन शक्ति प्रधान इच्छा शक्ति ज्ञान शक्ति क्रिया शक्ति नाम कृष्ण हैज अनलिमिटेड पोटेंसी आउट ऑफ विच थ्री आर चीफ द विल पावर पावर ऑफ नॉलेज एंड क्रिएटिव एनर्जी सो इच्छा शक्ति ज्ञान शक्ति क्रिया शक्ति सो द लिविंग एंटिटी ऑल्सो हैज दिस इन माइन्यूट क्वांटिटी. So, Ichha Shakti means the power of desire, Ichha Shakti. Then comes Jnana Shakti. And third comes Kriya Shakti. So Ichcha Shakti is the power of desires. The Lord has this. So the Lord desires the benefit of every living entity. Of course, the Lord is completely full of knowledge, and to that extent, the Lord gives the living entity a chance. And the creative energy, Kriya Shakti. So everybody wants to fulfill their desire, and to the extent he has the knowledge and the karma gives you the knowledge and the resources, to that extent he can fulfill his desire, Kriya Shakti. But the Lord is unlimited, and he is having unlimited knowledge, and he has unlimited creative energy. So the Lord is completely giving. So some people may ask, why can't the Lord completely change the living entity's course? Because the Lord knows his heart in and out. If it would have been possible that these living entities would have surrendered and independently, lovingly come to Krishna, he would have done that. But he knows he is doing the best for us, because for us, the living entities who are here, who have rebelled, we are not easy souls. We are here with a purpose. So the Lord wants to give here, but he is also giving us, he is also exhibiting wonderful, wonderful pastimes here. Wonderful, wonderful pastimes here. Where the living entity in Bhauma Vrindavan, the living entity is getting the opportunity actually to develop Krishna consciousness, purify himself and go back to the spiritual world. So the living entity only has to completely change his desire. So to change this, to purify this desire, right now we have attachments and so many desires that we have, we cannot even see them. But by the process of chanting, we will be able to gradually see, gradually understand, and gradually come out of these gross material desires, first of all, by following regulative principles. Then we gradually purify at the subtle level. And then, gradually as we get purified, then we develop spiritual qualities. So we have to develop the qualities of a devotee. The 26 qualities of a devotee: humility, pridelessness, all these things. Mm-hmm. So this knowledge is so powerful, so wonderful, that if we understand it systematically from a devotee, from the scripture and the devotees, this knowledge has the strength then we will gradually cultivate, first of all becoming liberated. Liberated means one becomes liberated from material thinking, at least. So becoming liberated means he is not thinking, oh, the world came from Big Bang, this, that. So he is thinking now, oh, the Lord is creation. The Lord created. So what do I do? What is my relation? So he is thinking, that is liberated thinking. So that is why Prabhupada said, once you become devotee, you are already liberated, because you are only thinking of how to cultivate your relationship with Krishna. But at the same time, our anarthas are dragging us down. We have certain tendencies, we have certain anarthas, and they are dragging us down. But as we keep associating with devotees, all these anarthas, they will gradually go away. So, understanding the Lord, surrendering unto the Lord, understanding the Lord in all His creative faculties, understanding Him in in His different aspects in detail, because God lies in details. Of course, all these details are very beautifully given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Lord Chaitanya is summarizing them. But here he is giving certain aspects which are not even explained in the Bhagavatam. So that we will see in the next tomorrow. He is going to explain, I mean, whoever giving the class tomorrow. So then the Lord is explaining the willing potency and what is the goal and benefits, all these things very wonderfully explained. So we should try to study the scriptural knowledge in detail, and also when we try to present it to others, this knowledge Krishna reveals to us so that we can authoritatively speak. So by studying and properly preaching, we will definitely get a lot of development, cultivation. Okay, so I will stop here. Any questions or comments at this point?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandavat, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. First of all, I want to thank you for giving such a beautiful class. It is so nice to see, the class was very relevant. It was very much explaining the verses as they are. So talking about philosophy is very important. And thank you so much for taking it on and giving such a beautiful, crisp class. Thank you, Prabhu. It was really, really good. I just had one question. I had a couple of questions, actually. The first question I had was about when you were talking about the different schools of thought, you were talking about the Dvaita, the Vishishta, Dvaita, Achintya, Veda. So as you mentioned, both Vishishta, Dvaita, and Achintya, Veda are almost very similar. So what do you think is the primary difference between the two philosophies that makes Vishishta Advaita different from Achintya Veda?
See, the difference when it explains depends on the Acharya who explains, what examples he gives. So the only thing is, when Ramanujacharya explains Vishishta Advaita, he is primarily explaining in terms of Vishnu. And the philosophically, see, until and unless you explain with Krishna, you are not touching upon the higher rasa.
Right. So the difference is mainly in terms of rasa rather than the philosophical aspects. Is that
philosophical
correct?
Yes. Because otherwise, tattva-wise, philosophically we are the same.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to check with you. Okay.
So we are completely dependent, because if you go to Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, when they explain, they tell you, we are completely lame, we are challenged, like physically challenged people, and we are dependent on Ramanuja and Vishnu. But they don't talk about Krishna.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But tattva wise, yes, but there are certain things. Mm-hmm. Achintya Bheda Veda also it explains to you how in a more deeper sense. It's just it takes you one level deeper. About how the living entity, see, Vishishtadvaita is trying to explain to you that you are neither Advaita nor Dvaita-Dvaita.
Mm-hmm.
But the complete essence is given in Achintya Bheda Bheda because there is not trying to counter any philosophy. There the Lord is explaining as it is that you are one and different from God.
Right.
So it takes you one level higher and deeper. That is definitely there.
Okay. Okay. So, and then the next question was about, it was very nice, Prabhu. I mean, I really loved the way you handled the class. It was so beautiful, actually, getting into the depth of the verses. So nice. I just wanted to ask this question when you were mentioning about this verse that talks about the Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, and Jnana Shakti. Can you brief the three, what each one means?
Ichcha Shakti means the power of desire, Ichcha.
Yeah. Okay. And with that, what does Krishna do? I mean, like, what is the primary aspect of, or what is the function of Ichcha Shakti?
So sometimes, see, the Lord is also sentient, like us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are sentient and the Lord is sentient. Mm-hmm. So the Lord's desire is that these living entities are given a chance to exhibit their material tendencies and ultimately come out and become devotees and eventually come back to Vaikuntha. So this is the Lord's desire. So even in general, if I have a desire, I need to have knowledge. Suppose I want to eat gulab jamun. Then I need to know either how can I make it or where can I get it. And then there is Kriya Shakti, the power of execution. Right, the creative faculty. Then how do I go about, where do I get it?
How do I make it, or rather?
So the Lord, of course, has these in completeness. So the Lord's willing potency, supreme, by His supreme will, in this verse it explains, right? That by His supreme will, everything comes into existence.
Right.
So, His desire is to float or is to develop these universes for His rebellious sons, children. And then His desire, so He knows how to create. What exactly to create. So sometimes we are not understanding why do we have this species, that species, what is this, what is that. But the Lord knows completely what needs to be created. So that is Jnana Shakti. And then there is Kriya Shakti. Kriya means the creative faculty, Kriya. So once you have Ichcha, you have Jnana, and then you do Kriya. Then you do activity. With that Ichcha and Jnana, then you do activity. So then that is Jnana Shakti. So Kriya Shakti. So we also have that. So we also have it in minuteness. Like Donald Trump wants to build a wall on Mexico. But he doesn't have the Jnana. How big is the wall? How much money? So they are just throwing things here and there. So there is no Kriya. You know, so we all have certain Ichcha. I want 5 children, or I want to be pure devotee. But then we should have the knowledge. I want to be pure devotee. Okay, how do I become pure devotee? Right?
Yeah.
Go to ISKCON Las Vegas and become full-time devotee. I'm just joking. But, you know, we want to associate with pure devotees. We should follow the scripture. We do this. And then we have to execute it. First you develop the knowledge, and then that is Kriya Shakti. So the Lord has this in completeness, and for this purpose He develops this. He has these three faculties, and he expresses it through Vasudev, his expansion. Because the Lord doesn't do it directly, that is not his. Because of his desire, he expands to fulfill this desire, he expands as, to fulfill Master. The desire of creating this material world, he expands as Vishnu. Mm-hmm. But by himself, he doesn't do it, Krishna. So the development of these forms of, these three forms of Vishnu, is to fulfill Krishna's desire to give the chance for the living entity.
Yeah.
Right? So yes. That's how it is. Yeah.
So, just a follow-up question on that. Thank you, Prabhu. The very examples was very relevant. And just a follow-up question. I know maybe it's just moving on to the next verse, but just for continuation's sake, for my understanding, I'm asking. When we talk about the Ichcha, Jnana, and Kriya Shakti, so according to the verses, the Ichcha Shakti, predominating deity is Lord Krishna himself, or Jnana Shakti is Vasudev, and Kriya Shakti is Shankar's son. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here I think in the following verses it explains authoritatively. So Lord Sankarshan is Balaram, being the predominator of creative energy. Kriya Shakti Pradhana Sankarshana Balarama.
Okay.
So this then his the predominator of willing potency is Lord Krishna. The knowledge is Vasudeva, and the Kriya is Balaram. So Balaram is the executor of Krishna's orders. So Krishna, basically he desires, and Balaram executes. So Vasudev is the knowledge aspect. So we can see here very clearly, again, the Lord is supreme and Balaram is the servant. And the Lord is expressing desire. Knowledge faculty in between is Vasudeva, his expansion.
But oh, beautiful.
But the executor is actually
Balaram. Very nice, very nice. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. I won't hold you up anymore. I'll let the others ask questions. Thank you, Prabhu. It was a fantastic class. Thank you.
Thank you, Mahatma.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Guru and Gauranga. Prabhu, I just have one question to what Mataji was asking and how well you explained. So basically, I am understanding that Krishna is giving us the desire and Lord Balaram is helping us execute the desire. So as a devotee, we have to then worship, serve, and, you know, always keep Krishna and Balaram in our service attitude and, you know, to execute and increase our desire. But can you just tell us one simple way besides, you know, how to collectively bring all these three things together? Just by chanting and keeping Lord Krishna as our supreme foremost and to increase our desire that way?
Madhuri, the answer here is, Balaram is represented, all these Vishnus and Balaram, everybody is represented by these spiritual masters. So the spiritual master represents directly Krishna. Spiritual master directly represents all the aspects of Krishna. And Balaram actually represents directly, Balaram is the spiritual master. So if you are following your guru, so your guru can be your Diksha Guru or your Shiksha Guru. So like Srila Prabhupada said, distribute books, read my books, preach, cultivate. So these are broad guidelines. But along with that, for your local area and everything, you will need the direction from your local, you know, devotees and whom you are following. So by practically execute your spiritual activities, right, you need the guidance of a devotee there. We won't get direct instructions from Krishna, although it's within the heart, he's inspiring us to chant and everything, but to practically execute instructions. For a householder, see, there are two things. We practically speaking, we are associating with some Bhakti Vriksha groups, or like on this phone call, you get so many nice devotees to speak. So they give you certain aspects which you can follow at home. Then you have your Bhakti Vriksha group or whatever, and you know where they have certain activities, you celebrate certain festivals, but the core emphasis, yes, is to chant. Then you also distribute books. Then of course you have activities relating to your local temple along with the local Bhakti Vriksha temple. So one has to have, first of all, one has to understand that in the core we have to keep on chanting and studying scripture. That should go on very, very seriously, because until you study scripture every day, you read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita every day, seriously, systematically, there will be no progress. At the same time, one needs to also, in the association of devotees, execute certain devotional activities, by which one gets more enthusiasm, one gets more, you cannot do devotion alone. This is Kali Yuga. One has to have association. So in practically, there can be numerous Shiksha Gurus, then you have temple president. So Prabhupada has made a system. So whatever is available in your local area, whatever the situation is, and along with the guidelines from your Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru, if you execute properly, you know, with proper guidance, so that is directly following, because we are not in a position to understand what Krishna is trying to tell us. We are not that purified in our heart. But that is why Krishna sends his representative in the form of Guru. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, there is temple president, there is association. So Rupa Goswami also says that one should be intelligent to seek right association, because not all devotees come with a proper intention. So you should select a devotee with a proper intention, proper who can help you. You should feel that comfort, and then associate with them and try to exchange spiritual ideas. So this is how. When doing so, when devotees are discussing about Krishna, how to serve Krishna, then Krishna uses intelligence. Oh, they are trying to serve me, let me help them. So when God helps those who help themselves. So, you know, basically if we are serious, sincere, and we are striving intelligently, then Krishna gives us proper intelligence by which we can cultivate. It's not easy for us to remember Balaram, but Srila Prabhupada says Bala, or bhakti, comes from Balaram Muni. So of course one should take shelter of Balaram. But it's not easy. So gradually, over a period of time, as we get purified, then we can remember. Actually it is said, one thing I can tell you, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that as soon as you wake up, pay obeisances to spiritual master and remember the 10 avatars, the dasa avatars, you know, which includes Balaram also. By remembering them and also learn the purpose, by remembering them, one gets liberated. One can remember the Lord and his activities, and in this way they will certainly guide you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, excellent. Thank you very much. Yes, Prabhuji. Nice. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Ganbat, Koti Kuri, Ganbat, Pranam, to your Seva.
Hari Bol. Thank you very much for your valuable assistance.
Hare Krishna. Okay. So
Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji?
All right. So we will
We can end the class, Prabhu.
Yeah, okay. So,
thank you so much again, Prabhu, and we look forward to having you again. So thank you so much for your very valuable association and your time. In the class, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Vrinda Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, His Grace Gaur Nataraj Prabhu Ki Jai.
Thank you so much all once again. So hope to see you sometime soon. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.